Year of Independence.
It's turned into a war of words over a mosque being built near Ground Zero, and it escalates over the weekend thanks to the president, who threw in his two cents. Well, sort of. Also over the weekend, the Tea Partiers decided that they would show their muscle over a stretch of area between Arizona and Mexico's border in a tiny, tiny town. At that rally, Joe Arpaio spoke, and you know who he is? Sheriff Joe. We love him. Maricopa, Arizona. The man who's kept that area pretty safe. He has some wild methods that have made big headlines, but they work. So he spoke at the rally, and 500 people or so were there to talk about illegal immigration. And demonstrators put flags. Now, this is radio, so I'm going to describe it for you. They put flags on the border wall. There's a wall there. And they had messages in support of Arizona's law to curb illegal immigration, which, by the way, all of you know, is iced while an appeal is going on and several other lawsuits are out there. But a judge has put an injunction forth on the Arizona, on that one aspect of the new Arizona law that would have let law enforcement types, whether it's a sheriff's deputy or cop, when they stop someone for breaking the law, whatever it is, traffic violation, something else, they can ask about their status if they believe that they're in the country illegally. So where that ends up, who knows? But the Tea Partiers decided it's time to get out there and show a little muscle on this issue, and that's exactly what they've done. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight is the name of this show. If you just tuned in, welcome to it. If you've never heard us before, we like to say it's the best water cooler buzz around. And don't be shy, left, right, or somewhere in between. I don't care about what your stripes are. I care that you're an American and you have a say in what's happening around you. So anything we're talking about, whether it's what's going on in Arizona and immigration in general, or the other hot button topic, and this is going to all turn into election stuff, I believe, in the midterms, which are less than 80 days away now. The mosque, the latest thing that's turned on the Islamic Center, the Cordova Initiative, the president comes out and says he backs religious freedom. So if a mosque can be built in that area, he didn't say he thought it was a great thing to do. He didn't really throw in anything about that other than to say, I believe they have the right to build there. This is this proposed planned Cordova house. And at this point, I mean, it's become so radioactive when it comes to politics. Controversial isn't even a good enough word now. Building a mosque near Ground Zero, that's all you have to say to somebody, and you get a reaction. To give you a little more juice on this one, just so you know, it's 13 stories. I thought it was five originally, but it's 13 stories of what's being proposed. $100 million, and it's an Islamic center that would be a couple of blocks from where the Trade Center, World Trade Towers went down. And it would have a 500-seat auditorium, a swimming pool, a gym, and also a place of worship. The plan has gotten some support in New York City from third-termer mayor Michael Bloomberg, to mention the names, and a few others. The governor's not supporting it. In fact, the governor, who's having his own problems, has offered state land, but that was not even considered seriously. The people behind this Cordova house say that it has to be in Lower Manhattan because that's the people that are being served there. So now it's been ratcheted up to an even bigger level after it looked like the president was supporting the plans to this facility. He was at a White House dinner on Friday, and then went to Florida Saturday and over the weekend. But was asked about it over the weekend too on Saturday as a follow up. But he was at this White House celebration that marked the end of Ramadan, the Ramadan fast. And he said, as a citizen and as a president, I believe the Muslims have the same right to practice their religion as everyone else in this country. And that includes the right to build a place of worship and a community center on private property in Lower Manhattan. And he did not go any further. In fact, he even clarified it, probably realizing when his phone was ringing off the hook, or the people around him, their phones were ringing off the hook because of what this will do to some of the Democrats in the election. He took a little bit of a step back and said he wasn't commenting and won't comment. He said he wouldn't comment on the wisdom of making a decision to put a mosque there. He said he was commenting very specifically on the right the people have that dates back to our founding. And he added that caveat over the weekend when he's on the family vacation to the Gulf. So how about that? And it was a way for him to dance around it, because he either thinks it's a good idea or he doesn't, and I guarantee he has some idea as to whether or not he supports it. Now, Ibrahim Hopper, who's the National Communications Director for the Council of American Islamic Relations, said that the opposition to the mosque, a national campaign of disinformation to demonize Islam, is what's happening. And he's saying that anybody who feels that way is a hate monger. And I say to you, sir, I am not a hate monger, but as somebody who lived there when this happened, I do not believe it should be built in that neighborhood. There are other places in Lower Manhattan, I know. I've checked. Grab the New York Times and look at the real estate section. Even cheaper pieces of property in very good neighborhoods. And I do think that this hurts the people who lost relatives on September 11th. I do not believe this incites anger against the larger Muslim community. It's not even about that. You don't even have to take it there. It's not, let's bash Muslims. At least not from where I sit, it's not. And not from many who call the show. I don't think it's a smear campaign. You have to pay attention to the words. All right, coming up, there are a couple of other things that happened over the weekend besides controversies over Moss and Arizona and the Tea Partiers telling everyone, letting everyone know that we're here to tell you that Arizona was dead on right and something has to be done. Listen to what Sheriff Joe is saying and sit up and pay attention. And that's why we're here in the boiling sun to let you know that we're rallying because of remote stretches like this. And there's that partial wall that's built, that's up, and the flags, there were American flags that were stuck in the fence that I already mentioned. And this place where they were is a stretch of the Arizona-Mexico border about 70 miles west of Nogales. And it was all in support of a law that a judge put mostly on hold last month. The United Border Coalition is an event organized by America We Stand for Americans and the Tea Party Caucus. There were some other groups there, too. You know, they've got that wall, 15-foot steel post. That's where they were. All right, coming up, we're going to tell you about a horrible accident in California. Stay with us.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com. WindBluePower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Story over the weekend, and we're just getting to this now, but there were a bunch of spectators that were killed in California. The crazy thing is it was this California 200 race where part of the area was open, so it wasn't, you know, it wasn't blocked off. There was no rail or whatever, and it's in the Lucerne Valley. What happened was the driver went into the air and landed smack on top of the spectators. He rolled over right into them. So 8 people, there was no way they had any chance to get out of the way. I've seen the video of this. 8 people were killed. 6 died at the right there on the spot. 9 others were lifted to hospitals. 2 died later. No charges filed against the racer. They didn't release his identity. The crowd got kind of rowdy. People obviously were upset. The people who died were from their early 20s to the late 40s. And it's a 200-mile race that's held on this desert area that's east of the San Bernardino Mountains. And it was sanctioned by the Mojave Desert Racing folks and was part of a 7-race circuit. So the off-roaders race around the 50. What they do is they race around a 50-mile long loop 4 times, and then they hit some, because of where they're going, they hit speeds of maybe 60 miles an hour. And the white truck lost the edge and plowed into the crowd, and it was, you know, was upside down. So then Chips arrives, and they're crawling all over and trying to find out if there's mechanical failures. They try to recreate the collision, and they cordon it off. I mean, what can they do? It was shocking and scary, and there were a lot of people there. Hundreds and hundreds of people go to watch this. Here's what some of the eyewitnesses to the crash had to say.
Very chaotic. At first, there was just a lot of yelling, a lot of screaming.
People got ran over. Just bodies were flown everywhere. Just bones broken. Everything. First thing that went through everybody's mind was like, "Where's my friends? Where's the people I know?" Like screaming, trying to find everybody. Everybody knew there was jump shit. That's why everybody is here. Like everybody wants to see that jump where everybody gets air and the sketchy everything. Like everybody wants to see that and get the thrill and the blood pumping and everything.
We saw a truck coming through. And a truck actually came up really fast behind him, lots of dust, and he couldn't get out of the way of the slower driver and sort of ran into the crowd.
When it came up, it like caught air and got a little sideways, and I just seen people like start scrambling at that point, and as soon as it hit, it rolled right on top, and it just hit people, and people flew, and just went like all kinds of directions. People were scattering, people were running, trying to help people. Two girls that we knew were actually hit. One went in the ambulance and went away, and the other one passed away.
It was psychotic. I mean, people were screaming everywhere. Most people were trying to help. Everybody was doing their part. I saw the car roll a little bit, and I saw blood on the floor and people trying to give CPR. Everybody was trying to help, pushing up the truck.
All right, here's the strange thing about this deal. This wasn't an illegal car show deal, sideshow, crazy thing, let's all run out to the desert. This is a sanctioned-sponsored event, and they have no guardrails. They have thousands of people that try to go out to this. They've done it for quite some time out in that desert area. People camp out overnight and all that sort of stuff, and yet that's how it's treated. The spectators are there. You know, the only way to get to this dry lake bed, which is very popular for off-road people, is on a 6-mile dirt road off of 247. So you have hundreds of campers that are lined up around the track. Contestants are there. Spectators are there. I'm surprised nothing's ever happened before when they've done this. There had to be other tragedies. And what's so weird is that San Bernardino County doesn't ban this, that the show just goes on. And you know what they call it? The nickname is Redneck Racing. So 8 people dead, 12 people injured. No EMS on site. And this was on federal land. So they could, I would assume, an environmental group could push to end desert racing. They would come up with some reason to protect the environment or whatever. I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there. But you have all these people who are so close to that race course, and they don't have any kind of a safety barrier. I mean, it's idiotic. It's a terrible tragedy. But this could have happened over and over again, this scenario. And this was the time it happened. And you look at the video, and the people are ridiculously close to the racing. And people are drinking and hanging out. This was a tragedy that was bound, sadly, to happen. This didn't have to happen, and I feel awful for the families. And these were a lot of young people that were killed because of the car flipping over. But what's just so crazy to me is it's sanctioned, it's sponsored, and nobody thinks it's dangerous. Of course it's dangerous. Look at racetracks, what happens, and how high they make the fences and what they're trying to do because they're for fear of what has happened accidentally a few times in the past at NASCAR or even Indy racing. And that's the track where they're going around at crazy speeds. This is 60 is the highest here. But there's nothing. And they're going around and around, and of course there's a chance you would think that they would think that something could go amiss, and finally it happens. And I guess there have been other problems before, but nothing to this extent, nothing like that. Doesn't it make sense? in your backyard are people having... Look, illegal racing does go on, but this was not illegal racing. That's the thing. This is something that could have been prevented. So that's a crying shame for the families that are going to get those phone calls that whoever it was in their family just happened to be in the wrong place, standing there in the middle of that race, and the truck goes airborne, and so sorry about that. All right, a couple of other things that we're going to touch on that don't have to do with racing, but we mentioned already the Tea Party activists rallying on the Arizona-Mexico border where the fence is, a little bit of that fence. And we talked about the mosque and how infuriating that is, and you heard some different points of view on whether or not that should be built there. And there's plenty of people that are trying to stop it, and there's plenty of people with political, let's say, power that are trying to make it go through. If I were a betting person, I'll tell you right now, this goes through. I cannot see anything that puts the brakes on the Cordova initiative. I think it goes through. And then I think there are going to be a lot of unhappy families who lost brothers, sisters, sons, daughters, whatever, as a result of 2001, what happened on September 11th, that won't really have much of a say in this. They're speaking out, but it ultimately won't matter. It'll be about the legal system, and the legal system, because it's not a landmark spot, it hasn't been designated as that, I think will just allow this to roll forward unless something comes out about the backing. But even then, I still say this will go forward no matter what the protests are, and that's a crying shame for all of those people. It really, really is. Really, really it is. All right, coming up on ATN, we're going to go to We Can Count. There's some interesting things that we'll bring up, including 2012 and who the front runners are. It's the usual suspects, except for one name thrown in. And then also, we're going to look at what's happened at Lourdes and the fact that they had to have an evacuation. The number of people who were ushered out is pretty startling, although this is a holy area. And you won't believe what one candidate has just added to their campaign to try to become governor. Hang with us. We Can Count coming up next.
You've seen our Sign Up Fresh banner on the GCN website,
yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a Sign Up Fresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms,
and not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. Sign Up Fresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Bringing you the best in alternative talk radio
for over 10 years.
GCN. Great talk radio
starts here.
If you are concerned about heart health, have heart problems, or know someone who does, this message is for you. LifeWise Naturals introduces HeartWise with citronol, CoQ10, hawthorn, and more. For premium cardiovascular health, just 2 HeartWise capsules per day provide optimum levels of powerful nutrients to promote cardiovascular energy, healthy blood pressure, circulatory health, and normal cholesterol levels. HeartWise is made with patented ingredients using only research-based potencies of individual nutrients. This exclusive formulation works in multiple ways, providing comprehensive cardiovascular protection. A 30-day supply of HeartWise with Citronol and CoQ10 is only $22.50. GCN listeners, order HeartWise now and receive a free bottle of True Pomegranate, one of the most effective superfoods and antioxidants available. Mention product code HEART when you call 800-643-9558, 800-643-9558, or go to freeheartoffer.com. That's freeheartoffer.com today.
This is George Whitehurst Berry. As an avid outdoorsman doing professional photography of some of the most remote regions of the American Southwest, I swear by the Gusset Clothing Company. Diamond Gusset jeans are the jeans I've been looking for years. The unique gusset design, a technological breakthrough, was inspired by the needs of martial arts masters for more freedom of movement in their workouts. Diamond Gusset jeans are the most rugged, durable, flexible, and comfortable on planet Earth. Timeless style and good looks with rugged, superior quality made in USA cotton, superior weaving techniques, more stitches per inch, and higher quality standards go into every jean the Gusset Clothing Company makes before they proudly put on the label Made in USA. Buy American at GussetClothing.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T clothing.com. When you buy Gusset Clothing, put the word crash in the coupon code to receive free shipping.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
All right, polls, polls, polls. Where would we be without the polls? We all want a crystal ball, and boy, do the politicians. So here's the scoop. Former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin is virtually tied with the former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney in the race to be the Republican frontrunner for the 2012 presidential nomination. This is a new CNN poll that came out. So it's interesting that it's pretty wide open. And a lot of polls now are starting to be done about 2012. Mostly on the Republican side, because you assume that Obama's running. We know that, to try to grab another, I'd be stunned. I mean, when do you have a president that says, I don't want to run again? He's not going to say he doesn't want to run again. Of course he's going to run again. So it's really on the Republican side that it gets interesting. It is pretty wide open, like I said. Romney's got big fundraising skills. He always has a ton of money in his war chest. And he was tapped as the front runner at the Conservative Political Action Conference earlier in the year. But it looks like it's pretty nip and tuck between the two of them, and that's what they show. To have the numbers that close, Romney only 3 points in front of Palin, and that's the margin of error. That's less than that. So right now, that's at least in some of these polls, that's how the folks are thinking. Hey, speaking of getting elected and polls and what you spend and all that stuff, there is no end to Meg Whitman's coffers and how much money she can raise. She's a billionaire. So she's given her campaign for California governor another infusion of cash. another 13 million. Do you know how much her contribution is? This is a crazy number. 104 million. How many millions of dollars does it take to be elected to governor of the state of California? And think of what that money could be used for when it comes to the woes of California. So the former eBay chief executive spent that much so far in the primary and general election contests through the end of June. It is the most expensive campaign in California history. If you look at State Attorney General Jerry Brown, he spent $774,000, including donated services. Union-backed groups have spent $6 million on ads supporting him. But public opinion polls show that the two are locked in a dead heat. And there is still a quarter. This is why it's okay. A quarter of voters are still undecided. Undecided. It is wide open. Wide open. And you've got 78 days before this next election. 78 days. 37 other gubernatorial slots are open. That's, or 36 others, 37 altogether. And that's a big one in Cali, no doubt about it. All right, some other numbers to talk about on We Can Count. How about this story about Lourdes? If you know anything about Catholics, that's a big, 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 big area where people go and pray. It's a pilgrimage site, a big French pilgrimage site. 30,000 people had to be evacuated. There was a bomb threat on the Holy Day of Assumption. The threat that came in to the Lourdes police said a bomb would hit the site on Sunday afternoon, so they couldn't take that risk, and you had to evacuate what would amount to people at a baseball game. Think of a crowded stadium and then trying to get everybody out of there as fast as you could, and that happened. They scoured the area for explosives. And the August 15th day is a big one. You see a lot of people that will do a pilgrimage there. And the reason why is because Lourdes is supposedly known for healing powers. So people that are sick or disabled, they will come. And the Assumption, in case you don't know, marks the heavenly Assumption of the Virgin Mary. So no word on what they found. They're playing it close to the vest, but felt that it was a credible enough threat that they needed to evacuate people as fast as they could. All right, also on We Can Count, last week we were talking about the crazy story about the escaped inmates and how much ground they were covering so quickly. And the obvious question about getting out, who sprung them, cutting a hole through the fence. It just seems like there'd be a better way, right? So a warden and a security official knew they were going to probably get the axe. They resigned from this state prison where the inmates escaped. You know, you have people that have been killed by the escapees, that one couple, and who knows what else. So the unit warden and the security chief decided that was it for them. The criticism at the security levels at this prison are legendary. And when you've got three people getting out, you have the situation now where two have been recaptured, but two are the focus of a nationwide hunt. And well, really one inmate and the woman who helped them escape, her name's Cassie Welsh. So the Arizona State Prison said they had no information about the resignations. It was just I love this. It's just a personnel issue. They were fine with the job and the money they were making until this happened. By the way, the last sign, or credible, what they're calling, sighting of the two, the one escaped inmate and the and John McCluskey is his name, and her name is Cassie Walsh, was on August 6th in Billings, Montana. And they're still traveling, they think, in a gold, tan, or possibly gray Nissan Sentra. So the U.S. Marshals Service is asking travelers at truck stops and in campgrounds to watch out for them because they might have dyed their hair, they might have changed their appearance a little bit, they're experienced long-haul truckers. Mikulski was serving a 15-year sentence for attempted second-degree murder and some other crimes when he escaped. Ooh, that'd be scary to come across those two, wouldn't it? But that's the idea, as much as they can spread the description and the likelihood of possibly falling in around them in a campground could be high in the Midwest, or depending on the direction they end up taking. So if more people get the buzz, get the word, you know, it's like America's Most Wanted. You think, it's a TV show, but you think of how much, and we're going to have him on, by the way, how much good John Walsh has done in capturing people and the apprehension of some terrible folks who've gotten released from prison and raped or killed or did other things to children and whatnot, or just people in general. And there's something about the show that tips people off. They remember it and they remember what they're seeing. And a lot of people have been caught as a result of that. All right, let's talk about this. The Department of Homeland Security, speaking of catching and letting them go, is trying to find 481 fugitive illegals from dangerous countries, and even saying that just sends me into a crazy state. Apparently, the releases took place over the last 3 years, and the missing fugitives were discovered only by searching an ICE database. That's the only way that was even known. About 200 of the 481 fugitives are from four nations designated as state sponsors of terror. You know who they are? Iran, Sudan, Syria, Cuba's the other one. And then they also came from countries of interest. You know what the countries of interest are? Pakistan, Lebanon, Somalia, Iraq, Yemen, Afghanistan, Algeria, and Saudi Arabia. Ooh. And they only get to be a fugitive when a final order has been issued for their deportation and they've eluded their apprehension. So 481 illegals from dangerous countries back in the United States. That does not give me a warm and fuzzy feeling. You basically comes down to, you're talking about violent criminals. That was the idea, that the government was really going after them and not so much the people coming across to designated jobs. At the end of the day, there is no question immigration enforcement is failing miserably. Do you really think they're going to thwart some kind of attack that might come our way? Do you completely put your trust in that situation? And the answer is no, because they play fast and loose and everywhere in between when it comes to what's supposed to be done. That isn't done. When I go through the TSA and I see the people every single time, I am not kidding you, I go through, I see a young woman with maybe two kids who, unless somebody planted explosives on whatever diaper bag it is she's carrying, there is no way they should get the shakedown that I see them getting at the airport. I don't understand it. And I don't think TSA keeps us any safer. I went through, I had a fossil in a bag, and I knew something would go off, an equipment, when I was going to Florida. And because I was the one-armed bandit, you know, I was kind of struggling to carry this 30-pound fossil. But, of course, I got flagged and was pulled over, and even the TSA guy rolled his eyes at me, like, why did I have to pull this bag over? Even he knew, I'm looking at a rock. It's ridiculous. But 481 dangerous countries, illegals can be released back into the United States. Try to make sense of that. Mail's up next.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective alternative and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gulf War vets,
9/11 workers,
people around the Gulf oil spill fumes,
all were exposed to toxic chemicals in the air and became ill.
Even in your home, air contamination can make you sick.
You have been exposed to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds causing fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse.
Protect yourself.
You cannot trust anyone to do it for you. Clean the air in your home or workplace with a HealthMate Plus air purifier. Call airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to purify the air you breathe. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
On this show, I'm known for beating you all up about sending me email. If you want to vent your frustrations, or maybe you have something good to say about anything, that's cool too. Just send them to me at americatonight.net. americatonight.net. Let's jump to our, on that note, let's jump to our mailbox.
You have mail, mistress.
Ooh, I love it when the minions tell me I have mail. Especially that one guy. So we go to Dennis McMahon, our favorite lawyer. I always say that when we read his stuff. And he sent me an interesting note. While Obama's hat-in-hand approach to the WTC mosque ignores the realities of sensitivity and potential security issues, it might be time to raise the dialogue on Islam and how, in many areas and causes and on human rights issues, the United States has been a friend to Islam, and our role has not been appreciated by many in that world. Boy, touche, Dennis, you're right. Nevertheless, the U.S. has had pro-Islamic policies over decades, siding with Pakistan against India during the Cold War, helping the Bosnian Muslims, helping Muslims against Russia and Afghanistan, and generally following a pro-Islamic foreign policy in many areas, except, of course, where U.S. interests are threatened, like Israel. We were pals with many great Islamic leaders, and we did so with tactical and practical respect and mutual military interests. Despite that, this WTC policy of Obama is very offensive and is a reflection of misguided inexperience and folly. Well said. That's why he's a lawyer. He can craft the words. He's a wordsmith. And he hit it the nail on the head. It is offensive and a reflection of the inexperience. I always say that people ask me, what do you feel about the administration? Yes, the inherited problems. Yes, we know about the great collapse in the fall of 2008. But when you want the job, you got to take the job and that's it. You can't keep looking back at what happened and what you can blame and who rolled the steps out and, you know, whatever. So that's why I say it's ineffective. We're seeing ineffective policy making. And this is a case of it. What Dennis is saying here is right. We do have a history of helping, and yet we continue to get smashed on the head and take it. And we take another. Thank you, sir. Can I have another? And this is incredibly insensitive. It is. And I cannot imagine, I know I say this often, but for a second, close your eyes and picture someone you really care about. I mean, it can be anyone in your family or friend. And imagine they're gone tomorrow. Yes, we know every day we are all dying, but like that, poof, instantaneous. And all they did was go to work. And then you can have a little bit of insight for 2 seconds into the rage that the people feel who have gone through that. 9 years ago. It doesn't get easier. It doesn't get any easier. And this just puts more salt into the wounds. That's why I do not understand it. All right, let's move on to a couple of other notes we got from folks, including this from Krill J. And Krill J says, that's a cool name, Krill J. Hi, Kate. I've been listening to the show for quite some time now, and I've been hearing you talk about the mosque at Ground Zero. You seem like such an intelligent young woman, and I can tell by your background you're educated and open-minded. Why do you indulge these rednecks that call your show to trash Islamic folks like Tomas in Michigan? I heard him a long while ago, and I've heard him a few times on the air, and I have to say I don't agree. You did mention freedom of religion. You did mention the founding fathers, and bravo for you saying that. However, why isn't this about religious freedom? To be fair, I will tell you that I'm a Muslim. I still like your show despite saying it, but I completely disagree with the rednecks trying to sway you who call your show. Thank you. Well, I'm going to have to respectfully disagree. I appreciate the comments about you think that I'm intelligent and whatever, but that's the backhanded compliment thing. Let me set you up for what I'm going to pull you down on. And I agree with what Dennis said in his note to America Tonight. I mean, listen, it's the simple fact, and I don't care what anyone says. I mean, yes, you can take it a step forward, and yes, you can bash all Muslims, but it's not even about that. It is about the sensitivity. Let's just say, for example, we will turn it into that. What if it was a bunch of Catholic crazies who flew planes into the World Trade Center for whatever reason, because Catholicism is not getting the attention it deserves or whatever. I'm just making something off the top of my head. Well, then would there be a stance against building a Catholic facility right in that area? And the answer would be yes, because people don't want it. People don't want reminders, hard, horrible reminders. And if you listen to what is being housed in this building, it is not about outreach. It's about wealth and opulence. And for people who have money that happen to be of that faith, it's their playground and a place where they can worship. Oh, you can buy a Pepsi, swim in the pool, hang out in the sauna, play some cards, and then go to the mosque. I mean, that's what it is. Do I think there won't be any programs that would reach out to people? Of course not. There may be nights where they invite other people in. And when I say invite other people in, okay, we're going to, it's a getting to know us in the neighborhood party, or, you know, you happen to be Jewish or Christian or whatever, and you're invited. But that's not what that organization is about. That's not what that building is about. All right, next one. This one is from Barry Paul. He's listening to us in Austin, Texas. Boy, we like the people listening to us in Austin, Texas. Barry says, hey, Kate, when are you bringing back that football thing you do? I happened to catch it at the tail end of last season, I believe, and I was going to call, but every time I did, I got a busy signal. I'm hoping this year I can get through. I'd love to talk to you on the air. Well, you just keep trying, my friend. I guarantee you'll get in. Try toward the end of the show, toward the end of that hour, which is the third hour on Friday, or the beginning of the hour, you might have better luck. But it starts up the first week in football, the real NFL. In other words, we're not doing preseason games because who cares? Preseason doesn't count, and frankly, there's too much preseason in the NFL for me. So we'll do the Nail the Score deal coming up in the first week of the NFL. The computer randomly picks the game, and we're off to the races. How's that? We promise we'll get you in this year. You just have to be patient when you call in. Let's squeeze in another one here. This is from Bill, who's listening to us in Illinois. Hey, Kate, I just got to say that I'm tired of people asleep at the wheel. I don't understand why the rest of America can't wake up. I'm not saying we have to condemn everybody, but why can't we say the truth? Why do we have to dance around things? Do you remember it ever being this bad in the United States, where you couldn't say anything for fear of being called a racist, a bigot, or who knows what other name? Thank you. It is a weird time, it is. It seems as though the things you could, I won't say get away with, but the funny or the sarcastic or I'm just kidding you things, you are just not even acceptable anymore. And it is because the fear of somebody not understanding what you're saying, and then the next thing you know, you're yanked from whatever your position is. That's the weird thing that we've seen happen. And all the apologies. It's almost like you should have an apology ready because you just might push the envelope too far in whatever it is you're saying. All right, so with that being said, you know what to do. Flip them to me at americatonight.net.
You have mail, mistress.